Hey, 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 everyone. This is your girl, Lady Boss, with Real Talk. I'm taking over for DJ 9-1. We went over a little bit today, but we're going to kick the show off right now. Today, we're going to be doing it a little bit differently. I'm going to be mixing it up. We're veering away from the usual four segments because I've got a special guest today. He's actually very special to me in general. His name is Papa B. We're going to talk today about the struggle that we went through together when I first came out to him. And if you didn't know, like I said last week, Papa B is my dad. First off, I want to give a little background info about the story of how it all went down. So I didn't plan on coming out to my parents. I was kind of forced to. My best friend, Christy, actually, she's going to name unnamed, even though I just named her. My best friend decided that she was gay and she wanted to come out, or she wanted to be with this girl that she had liked for a while now. And she started seeing this girl freshman year, but she wasn't allowed to. Her parents found out and her parents wouldn't allow it. So they told her, you know what? You can't be doing this anymore. This is not happening. You're going to cut all connections. And they basically just told her, you know what? It's not happening. And she had to break up with her. And throughout high school, she tried to be with other people, tried to be with guys, and tried to accept the fact that it wasn't going to happen. But throughout the whole time, she still really liked this girl. Well, senior year, the girl she had been dating broke up with her girlfriend of 3 years, and my best friend decided, you know what, I still really like this girl. I want to be with her. I don't care what my parents say. I'm gonna be with her. And so her parents went to crazy extents to make sure they weren't allowed to be together. They checked their phone bill. They drove after her to see she wasn't going to her house, and they just did all sorts of crazy things in order to make sure they weren't together. So being her best friend since kindergarten, I was trusted with Chris, with my best friend, and she was able to come over to my house whenever she wanted to. So Originally, the two started back up, and we would all just hang out at my house, you know, with my girlfriend too at the time. We would all just hang out and meet at my house because it was just a place for all of us to hang out where we were all trusted. And so her parents did not know this, though. One of the nights they came over, they decided they were going to hook up for the first time, and who knows how, but her mom found out, my best friend's mom found out, and decided, you know what, I'm going to tell Melissa's parents, and I'm going to, you know, this is not okay. I'm going to let them know what their house is being used for. And she decided to throw me under the bus as well. And so hearing this, my best friend gives me a call and tells me, you know what, my mom found out. She is going to tell your parents, and she's going to tell them about you too. And because my parents had no idea at that time. And I was like, oh shit, oh my gosh, what do I do right now? So of course I'm like, well, it'll be easier for my parents to hear from me rather than some other parents that are already not okay with how the situation is. They're going to be upset telling them. It's going to just look bad altogether. So I decided to take the initiative and decide to tell my parents. So I walk into my mom's room, and my dad's at work. Walk into my mom's room, and I tell her, you know what? This is what happened. My best friend and the girl that was over are together, and this is how it is. Her parents don't like it. You're going to get a phone call, a very upset phone call, and this is what she's going to tell you. And my mom looks at me and says, okay, what about you? And I'm taken away. I'm like, wait, what? Was not expecting that. And so she tells me, what about you? And I'm like, well, what about me? And she was like, what's your sexuality? So I wasn't planning on telling her. I wasn't planning on coming out to her. I was just planning on telling her about my best friend and the situation that was going on. And I really wasn't sure what it was going to lead to. But she sprung the question on me. So she asked me, what is your sexuality? And I'm like, And like I went blank. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to tell her. And I just broke down and I told her, well, you know what, Mom, I like girls and I like guys. And like, I've tried to push this feeling away, but it doesn't happen. Like, it's like a constant war with myself. And I was completely honest with her. And I told her, I really like this girl and I can't hide the feeling and I don't know what to do. And this is the first time I felt this way, but, you know, I'm really liking it and I enjoy her company and I want to be with her. And so my mom was asking me questions. And of course we just like went back and forth throughout this talk and have you ever been with guys? Yeah, of course. And I still like guys, you know, I'm not saying I don't. And we just had a conversation about it. And by the end of it, my mom was like, you know what? I don't understand, but I support you and I love you. And it all worked out in it for the benefit of, both of us. I think we were both like, I'm way more open with her now because of it. And we have a much better relationship and it's a lot easier for me now too. As for my dad, I didn't get the chance to do that. My dad had been working all day. And when he came home, I was there at the house with my girlfriend at the time, my best friend and her girlfriend. And so it was already a bad situation when he came home because this is what I was told, that my best friend's parents had gotten to my dad first and had coffee with him and told them their situation and their side of the story before he got to hear my side of the story. So I feel like that had a big part of the influence, that my dad, or the way my dad reacted. And, so when he got home, him and my mom both took me into the room and said, we need to talk to you. And so he asked me what was going on. And like I told my mom, I started to tell him. And my dad didn't take that very lightly. He has never been a big fan of homosexuality and he doesn't believe in it. He was raised with a very strong faith and he wanted no part of it. He told me that it's not going to happen in his house. And I know the way that he thinks and talks about it. And I know how he looks down upon it. And it just wasn't a good situation. And when we first talked, it was just all bad. He ended up walking out of the room and it was a rough week for both of us because we both were trying to, understand what just happened. You know, he was trying to understand what I'm telling him and I'm trying to understand why he's acting that way and what he's trying to tell me. And it was just a really rough time for both of us. But in the end, he did end up coming around and I'm not too sure how he feels about it right now. And that's why I have him on the line right now. We're going to bring him on in just a little bit and we're going to talk about his experience, not only mine. We're going to talk about how he dealt with it and how he feels about it now, because it's going to be a new thing for all of us. We're, we're all going to be let in on the situation. So I'm going to pull him on right now really quick. And then I'm gonna ask him a few questions, talk a little bit, and then we're gonna take a break and then get more into it. So, 1 second. Hey, Papa B, are you there?
Hey, baby girl, how you doing?
Oh, hold on 1 second. Hello?
Hi, dear, how are you?
Oh, you're really far away. I don't know if this is gonna work. No, not at all.
Let me try one more thing. How's that?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay. You're a little bit distant, but I took you off my speakerphone, honey.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, good.
All right. So, Dad, what's up?
Yes.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, pretty good. I'm just sitting here in a stairwell. I told everybody to leave the building so I could do the radio show with you.
Oh, nice. I used to that work.
Yeah, I'm still at work today.
Okay, cool. So I have questions to ask you to let everybody know and just inform everybody about our situation. I just gave a little background information on how it all went down, and I'm just trying to let everybody know that, I don't know, just tell our story and how we went through it, and hopefully it helps other people and intrigues other people. So Tell me how you felt about the situation, Dad, when I first told you that I was bisexual.
Can I have a 10-second brief on what you told the people?
I just told them that we didn't agree on my situation and that you came home and pulled me into the room and we were talking and you didn't react very well to it because you don't agree with it or you didn't agree with it, you were raised differently, and basically just told them what happened when I came out to you.
Okay. Well, what was your first question, babe?
What were your first thoughts when you found out?
That's a good question. Really, disbelief, why, how come, all the negative condensations that went through my mind of, this is my baby girl, this isn't going to happen to me. This is my basketball superstar, this is my child, this is, I didn't raise you that way. It was all kind of like that, and I couldn't figure out why or where or when it happened, or because I'm just not used to that. I'm old school, baby. You know how I am. Yeah, and that's just the way I was, and that's what I was thinking when you first told me. And it took a long time.
So why were all your thoughts negative? Why do you think you reacted that way?
Well, you know what? I think it. And mom, it's funny because mom and I talked about this last night because she just found out last night that I was going to be on the radio with you, and so she's probably listening now. Hi, honey, how are you? Hi, Michelle. She's probably listening too. I just do a little plug to your
Shout
sister-in-law,
out,
honey.
say.
Shout out, there you go. I think that I didn't understand the whole gay stuff thing, and I'm still learning, honey. I really am. I'm still learning, and it's. And I think it's because not knowing and being the unknown, it kind of scares me a little bit. And that's kind of where I was at when you told me. I only knew negative things about it. I don't know. I didn't know positive things. So I actually started reading a little bit, just like the last month or so, and talking to people, not about your situation, but about other just people in general. And then I kind of learned, what it was about. And I still believe it's a choice. I mean, that shows you where I'm at, honey. Some people say it's you're born that way. Some people say it's a choice. Some people say other things. I still believe it's a choice. I that's just what I believed, and that's why I felt the way I did when I first found out.
Okay, well, you believe it's a choice. When you told me, when I first came out to you, I was like trying to explain to you, and you told me that no, that was wrong, and it was just a stage because it's a trend. So do you still think my sexuality is a fad?
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I probably did.
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
sure I probably did. You're probably right, babe. I and I think that's because that was part of the denial stage, and that was part of making myself feel better about what your choices were. And that's probably why I said that. I think that I was trying to protect my own self in my own mind and protect you in my mind at the same time. I mean, do you understand what I mean by protect you in my own mind, honey?
Yeah, 'cause
Okay.
no parent wants to see their child like that. I understand. But
And it's not just a bad thing, honey. It's not that, it's just I'm like I said earlier, I'm not always in touch with it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as if you would ask most gay people, or I'm pretty sure any gay, they would tell you, oh no, you were born with it, because really no one would want to be gay. Like everybody, we know how, like people who are out of the closet know how frowned upon it is in society right now and how we are treated as second-class citizens, and nobody would want that. Like, I don't understand why you think it would be a choice. Like, can you explain more on that?
I probably thought it would be a choice because free will. I mean, you have your freedom to make choices. And I thought it was a choice because, like for example, you dated some really handsome boys in high school. You went to the prom with a really handsome boy. You dated, some other basketball players and boys. And you always had a date, and it was always a boy. I mean, remember your first boyfriend in fourth grade, sweetheart. You know, it's your heart.
Yeah.
Remember?
I remember.
And I remember saying, you know, hey, babe, it's okay. There's more fish in the sea. And I just always, that's why I thought it was a choice for you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's not so much a choice to be gay. I understand that there is a choice that comes into play, but I feel like the choice comes into play as if you're choosing to come out or not, if you're choosing to act upon that feeling that you're having. And like I told mom when I first came out to her, I told her, you know what, it's not, I tried to push the feeling away and I tried to hide it and keep dating boys and not pay attention to it, but it became a war with myself that I had to fight. And I just decided I didn't want to fight that anymore. And I'm just going to be me. And mom accepts that, and I hope that you do too.
Well, you know, I baby, you have to remember something. I love you with all my heart, and whether you're right, wrong, or different, I'm always going to back you up on whatever you choose to do with your life. That's just what I'm going to do because I'm your dad. Whether I believe it to be right or not, if it's your choice, I'm going to back you. And that's what dads do. And well, that's what this dad does anyway. I just don't understand, I'm understanding more. I didn't understand why that choice was made, that's all.
Okay.
And I'm learning. Mom, I know you and Mom kept it from me for a long time. And even Johnson said, don't tell Dad. And I'm sure Michelle said the same thing, don't tell Dad. You know, I'm sure they all were like, oh my God, don't say a word around Dad.
Nope, because we all knew how you were going to react.
You're right, because I'm old school, babe. I'm just, you know, that's me.
Yeah,
but I'm learning. I'm really learning. My mind is changing all the time. I'm learning more about it. I've listened to a couple of your shows. I'm learning different things, and I think I'm growing about it.
Yeah, I think so too. Actually, I think our relationship has been a lot better since we've been able to talk about it and be open now, and that you're accepting it more. I feel like our relationship has grown.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, anyway, we have to take a break really quick, but when we come back, I want to know more about these old school rules you were growing up with, but after the break.
Well, play a good old rock and roll song for me, will you?
I don't play rock and roll on my show. Sorry, I keep it spicy.
Oh. Okay, honey, I'll wait for you.
All right, I'll see you after the break.
Watch out, here I come. Come. We'll be right back.
Hey y'all, this is Lady Boss again with your Real Talk. I'm here with Papa B, my dad. We're talking about, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about our situation of my coming out story to him and how we're dealing with things. So tune in right now and keep up with the conversation. Papa B, are you there?
Yeah, babe, I'm here.
What's up?
Good break?
No, not a good break. I can't get my music to work, but that's all right. We'll just use the station music. Sorry, you guys are going to have to deal with that. Everybody's going to have to listen to that crappy music. It's all right, though.
Hey, we adapt, overcome, and improvise, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do.
There you go.
Right. All right. So, Dad, before the break, we were talking about how you were, part of the reason you were not okay with it when I came out to you was because that wasn't the way you were raised and because you weren't used to it. And you told me that I knew how you were raised and how you were brought up, but I really didn't. Can you explain that to me? Like what are your theories on that? Like how are you thinking about that?
Well, you got to remember, honey, when I was growing up, boys chased girls, girls ran away. If they liked you, they let you catch them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was. And if you were gay or, you know, we called it different back then, which I don't think is politically correct now, but let's say gay, okay?
Okay.
You went in the closet and you stayed there. You know, you didn't come out. You were just, and it wasn't real prevalent like it is now. It wasn't accepted as much as it is now. And that's the way I was raised, you know, church. And you got to remember, I grew up white middle class, you know, in Southern California and Northern California for a little bit. And you're talking, you know, the 60s, honey, when I was born, and then the 70s, it was, you know, the terrible age of disco. And we had to go from there, you know?
Yeah.
And the 80s, I guess, it started coming out more. And I never thought about it. You know, Mommy and I were already married. We had a sister. We had John. We had you. We had Jacob. We had, you know, and just, I always thought, you know, men like women, they're built different. I mean, I guess maybe it's mine. You know, like, look at Mommy. Mommy's got a rocking body, right?
You're just saying that because she's listening.
No, I'm not saying that. I say that all the time anyway.
Okay.
But that's what, to me, boys go for. And girls go for the big, strong football player. That's mm-hmm. the way I was raised.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the way I was brought up, and I was always taught no different. I thought there was no boy, girl, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homosexuality was not in my vocabulary unless it was a bad word.
So
You
what
know what
about
I'm saying?
now? Are you becoming more used to it now? Are you accepting it more now?
I'm learning more about it.
So you
And
haven't
I'm
accepted
learning.
it.
No, you know what? Let me put it this way. And that's a good question. I mean, it's a tough question for me to answer, especially coming from my daughter. I think that, how do I answer this? So your listeners can hear.
You can say whatever you want, they don't care.
Yeah, but I want to be nice.
Whatever.
Ask me in a different way.
Well,
Let me do this. I got an answer for you. I actually voted for gay marriage this time.
you what?
I voted for gay marriage this last time.
You did?
Absolutely, because I'm learning more about it. I'm getting more accepting of it. And I figured it's their body. They're their own person. What they do in their own room, in their own house, is their own business. As long as it doesn't affect me, I'm cool with it. Let them have their rights. I don't take their rights away as a human being. So I am learning. And I am getting more accepting of it. Am I 100% accepting of it?
No.
More so when it's two girls than when it's two boys, I think.
Well, obviously, yeah, that's how most society looks at it right now.
Yeah, and that's the way I look at it.
What's the difference, though?
That's another tough question. I just think two boys is gross. I think
Oh
that's
my
now that
gosh.
might be a typical man thing. I apologize for that.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay, but what I'm saying, honey, is God gave me men and God made women. Okay, and I'm getting more accepting of it. Even the church is getting more accepting of it. I'm learning more and more and more. And yes, I'm more tolerant of it, more accepting of it. Not 100% yet, but I'm really trying to get there.
Okay. Well, like you just brought up God. You raised me in the Catholic Church, the whole family in the Catholic Church, and I know you and mom are both very religious. You guys go to church every Sunday. And I know you guys carry an extremely strong faith. So how do you feel about what the Bible says, and what do you believe that God, how God views gays? Do you agree with the old school Bible testaments
You
or
know what? I used to 100%, and my thoughts are changing, believe it or not, Debbie. And I know you're gonna say, "Wow, this is really trippy." My dad's saying this, you know, but I believe now that God creates each person individually, and that individuality that He gives them, like He gave you, He knows what's going to happen before you do. So it wouldn't be created if it wasn't for Him. I'm talking about boys and boys and girls and girls.
I'm talking about homosexuality.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so I believe that He knows, and that when we all go to heaven, God's going to say, "Yeah, this was you, but you know what? That's okay because you know what? You led a good life, and you're a good person, and you were good to other people, and you helped other people." No matter what your sexuality is, honey, that's what you do. I know you do, and I know your friends. Some of your friends that are gay or homosexuals,
Yes.
and I know that they're good people, and I know that good people are going to all go to heaven if that's what you're asking me, no matter what their sexuality is. And I'm just learning that since I went to this new church, because I've been reading. I actually, mom downloaded this Bible app on my phone, or she downloaded hers, ended up on mine somehow. I was reading about it actually, and I really believe that now. And this new church that I go to, we're not going to Catholic church anymore. We're going to this new church. Can I say the name?
Real life.
Yeah, Real Life Christian Church
Yeah.
in Santa Cruz. And they're awesome there, honey. And you went with us. You know, I grabbed you in there.
Yeah, I've been a couple times.
Yeah, and it's an awesome church, man. They play rock music and they believe. And I think they even have a gay and lesbian group.
Oh.
Which, by the way, the Catholic Church is now too, you know.
The Catholic Church has one too now?
Yeah, they have a gay and lesbian group. Yeah, absolutely they do.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, they have to move with the times, baby. It's getting more open. It's getting a lot more you know, it's getting out there now. So
Yeah.
people are getting more accepting of it, and they have to move with the times. They're gonna lose all the parishioners, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm talking to you for about, like, are you moving with the times, Dad? I'm trying to see if you're keeping up, if you're supporting.
I may be a little slower than the rest, but I'm getting there.
All right, that's all that counts.
Okay. But I really am getting there, baby. And like I said, it all comes down to one thing. It all comes down to you're my daughter. I love you more than anything. And whether you make the right decision, the wrong decision, or indifferent, I'm always going to support you. If you're standing behind it and you really believe you're right, even if I believe you're wrong, I'm going to support you, because that's what I would do for any of my children. You, Michelle, John, Jake, anybody.
All right.
Okay. So what else is going on over there?
Nothing. Let's
How's
see.
How's the basketball team looking?
Wait, we're not talking about the basketball team right now.
Oh, sorry.
We can talk about that after our next break.
Okay.
But I have a few more questions for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. So also when I told you, when we had our talk, I told you that what was happening, and you said, no, I don't want to hear about it. It's not going to happen in my house. And I asked you, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to go behind your back and hide it? And you said, yes, yeah, I totally do. And my question is, would you still rather not know? Would you rather have had me kept it a secret? Or are you glad that you know? Or would you have eventually, because you would have found out anyway, you think it would have been differently if I hadn't told you, and if I would have just kept it a secret?
Good question. And I only have a real short answer for it, and it might get a longer, but a short answer, short and blunt. Mom and I are supporting you 100%. I told you that because I was naive to everything. Whenever we saw Bailyn, didn't we give her a hug and kiss hello? Didn't we always give her a hug and kiss goodbye? Don't I hug and kiss your other friends? I've known them since they were little girls. And haven't I always given all your friends and treat them all the same?
Yeah,
even
yes,
though
that's
I know
true.
They're that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you kids have been partying at the house since you guys were in ninth grade, baby.
Hey, whoa.
Okay?
My coach might be listening. Don't say that.
Oh, that's all right. That's
just
okay.
Kidding. Just kidding,
you know,
coach.
You know, you're only human. Yeah. And Mom and I have always been there to support you no matter what it is. And I would always support you on your decision. Now, I'm not going to – I would never have you move out of my house, baby, because it's something that I'm naive to. And I think I'm learning. I think Mom's helped me with that. We don't talk a lot about it because she knows how I feel still a little bit. But I think I'm learning. I think the more I talk to Mom openly about it, I need to do that actually more. I will learn more about it. And my mom tells me, it's just, this is the sign of the times, and this is who she is, and this is what it is, and we have to either accept it or not. And if we don't accept it, these are the consequences, and I can't live with the consequences. And that's not seeing you or not being around you or not being able to give you my love.
All right. Well, thanks, Dad. One last question.
Go ahead.
This is a deep one.
A deep one? Uh-oh.
A deep one. Are you ready for this one?
12-footer?
What?
12-foot deep?
Yeah, sure, whatever that means. So if I were to end up marrying the same sex, would you still be willing to walk me down the aisle?
Wow, that is a good question. You know what? Without a doubt, 100% I would, honey.
Okay, well.
Well, here's why. Because it was a person that you're in love with, and it's a person that loves you, and a person that's going to take care of you, and a person that you're going to take care of, and I know you're going to have a good life together, I would 100% be behind that. And I would be nowhere else but there on your wedding day.
Well, thanks, Dad. All right, that's it for our sexuality segment. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, I'll have Papa B for a little more, probably just catching up and talking about a little bit of sports. So, because originally that's what our relationship was. We had talked a lot about sports, and that's a huge part of our relationship. So we'll be getting into that after the break. This is Lady Boss, and you're listening to Real Talk on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
sugar. All over a booga wooga. I think I might join the fun. But I had to hit the road. See, I just can't settle down in a kinky part of town. Ride on. Don't you know I've got to ride on? Ride on. See, I just can't settle down. Ride on. I'm a leaving town. All I've got to say. Take it or leave. Deceive it. Kinky reggae. I saw Marcus. He had old candy tore all over his chocolate bar. I think I might join the fun. But I had to hit and run. See, I just can't settle down in a kinky, kinky part of town. Nice one. That's what they say. Nice one. I'm leaving you today. Nice one, oh mama, please don't play. That's what my mama say, kinky reggae. Kinky reggae. Kinky reggae. Give it up. Kinky reggae now. Oh, kinky reggae. All I've got to say is kinky reggae.
I'm back. This is Lady Boss with your real talk on radio.dominican.edu. I've got my big man and my very own father here with me, Papa B. He's on the line and we're talking about sexuality and how our coming out story and our growing together through the whole process went down. We're just finishing that up. But I do have one more question for you, Dad. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, babe.
So you recently in the last segment just talked about, or before our break, you just talked about how the churches now have gay and lesbian organizations. Mm-hmm. So why do you think that is?
Well, you know what? like I said earlier, the church has to get more in tune with what's happening as well. The church has to adapt and change with times, and times are changing, and everybody's getting more acceptable to homosexuality, and the church is learning that. I really believe that, like, for example, you know, the Catholic Church is not without their problems. They have all these priest problems with kids. You read about all that. You hear about that all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I believe what happened was back when sexuality or homosexuality was hidden back in the 50s and 60s, that was a good place for men to go if they were gay, because they couldn't come out of the closet, so they joined the Catholic Church and became priests. Now, that's just my philosophy. I've heard it before, and I kind of tend to agree with that. And I think that the church is starting to understand that as well, and they're starting to understand that they need to maybe have a group for their priests, maybe have a group for their people, their parishioners, to bring the community as a whole together. And I think that's kind of what they're trying to do.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I wasn't informed of that, but thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no problem. I could talk about that for an hour, but, you know, it's all my theories and thoughts. And I don't know how much of it is true and how much would bore you to death.
Yeah, well, yeah. We don't have much time for that.
Okay.
Anyway, do you have any questions for me, Dad?
You know, I do have a couple questions for you. Number one is, I never knew when you first felt this way.
Well, like I've told my listeners before, I've talked about it on another show. I wasn't sure about it until my junior year of high school, when I was actually on the travel team when I played for Northridge Swoosh, and one of the girls, I had no idea, but one of the girls liked me and came on to me, and that's when I was like, what? This is totally weird. But we were like really close friends at that time, and I don't know. She just told me she liked me, and we started a relationship, and it wasn't a serious relationship, but we started to like see each other and date each other. And that's when I realized, like, wow, I'm actually interested in this. I'm enjoying this, and like, I like this feeling. And that's how I originally decided that, okay, well, I guess this is who I am, and I'm not going to try to hide it anymore.
On one relationship, you decided that.
Yes, it might. Well, it wasn't the relationship that made me decide. It was just the feeling that I am attracted to girls after that, because that's just the relationship that brought me out, that like that for sure gave me the for sure that, yeah, I am attracted to females as well as males. And it gave me the, well, okay, this, it gave me the comfortability, the, it made me comfortable with myself, and it was easier to have someone else bring it out of me than to just find it in myself and be like, well, I'm going to proclaim this now. So that's what happened. It took someone else to bring it out of me.
So you just answered my second question. You do like boys and girls. Cause I remember listening to your show last week. You said you're not, one way, but you're another way, and you like boys and girls.
Yeah.
You're not a lesbian, but you're a bisexual.
Yes, it's called being bisexual.
Yes. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. And like you were talking about earlier, some people like don't believe bisexuality exists because it's just the trend or whatever like you thought it was. But I mean, that's like saying that, like, just because you don't understand something, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It means that that's like asking a straight person if you like Asians or blacks. Like, it's the same thing. There's just male and female, and it's a bigger concept, but it's going to be, it's like, it's the same thing.
I understand. I really do. And like I said, I'm learning, and I'm learning more every day. I learn more. I think this conversation, it's taught me a little more about you, and hopefully you've learned a little more about me, way I feel and way I'm learning. And you're going to have to deal with me, babe, but I'm just, you know, I am. I'm going to do my best to always be supportive, and I'm going to learn more. And I'm with you and Mom and Sister and John and everybody that's going to help me. And, you know, one day, I might have 100% agreement.
All right.
I'm probably about 75-80% there now.
So what's stopping you from being the other? I don't understand why you don't fully support it. You still believe that it should be marriage or relationships should be between man and woman because of the Bible, or what's stopping you from
I don't think it's the Bible, babe. I really don't. I think it's society.
Society, right.
And society still is, 80% or whatever, or 70%, I don't know what percentage is, you probably know, but I don't.
The nation right now is at 53%.
Is it that high?
The nation, yeah, is at 53%.
Is acceptable.
Yeah, is accepted of homosexuality.
Okay. So 57% hasn't accepted it all the way yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, 47.
Right. Oh, excuse me, that's right, yeah. Thank you. That's why
I'm just as bad as math as you are.
Yeah, that's why you're in college and I do construction. Okay. All right. I will be there soon. I really will. And I'm working on it. And again, it's just society. It was where I was brought up. The society I was brought up in wasn't as accepting. And it's taking me a little bit longer. But I'm getting there. Like I said, I voted for Prop 8. I think it was Prop 8. The Marriage Act.
Yeah.
That was a big step for me.
Yeah.
And even when I told her, but I looked up and said, "You did what?" You know the way it's doing. Even my friends, "You did what?" Yeah, man, I did. And they were like, "Whoa, what a change!" Now I think that was my first big change.
Yeah.
But that was before I even knew about your situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that was before you came out, or
yeah,
whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think by the end of the school year, or you're in the school year, I'll probably be there. Well, I'll close anyway.
All right. Well, as long as you're working on it, and I'm going to be accepting of you trying to learn, and hopefully you're going to accept the way I am. And
yeah. Hey, now tell me, how's the basketball team doing?
It's good. Of course, you're going to bring up the basketball team. We just had our first two scrimmages. Our first one was against Simpson, and it went pretty well. I think we outscored them. Definitely, we didn't keep score, but I'm pretty sure we outscored them in both halves. And it was looking pretty rough at first, but that's because it was our first scrimmage, and we had just put new plays in. We just started putting those in, I think, last week. And yeah, that's pretty much, we had our first against Simpson, and it was all right, and I mean, I felt like I had a good game, and then the second game came around against Cal Maritime. These are both NAIA teams, though. The second game against Maritime came around, and the team as a whole did better, a lot better than the first one, because we had been working on our plays more often, and we just had more, we just gelled a lot better, and we were more on the same page, and we had a lot more composure, but I sucked in that game. I probably went 1 for 8, I think.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? You got to keep shooting. Every time you miss, it's a new game.
Yeah.
But you said you thought you had a good first game. Did Coach say you had a first big game?
No, we haven't talked about it yet. But
okay. Well, when you talk about it, we'll find out. But yeah. Hey, as long as you feel you did good, as long as you keep trying, how's the new freshman doing? I think you got four new freshmen. One I hear is 6'2", and she's a forward.
Yeah, she's hilarious, actually. She's working on her game right now. She's just like our 6'4 post, Sarah, who's our she's our main center right now. She's a junior, our nursing major. And she's Ashley's just like a little Sarah. She's she's learning and doing the same. She's going through the same process that Sarah went through. And, each year we expect them to be better and better, She's very active on the court, though. She's always pulling rebounds. She's really – it's just we got to work on her strength a little bit. I think that's what's missing, her aggressiveness.
Yeah. Well, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't she one of the top rebounders in the league last year?
And she was the leading shot blocker in New Mexico.
Oh, shot blocker. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about your center.
Our center. Oh, I'm not sure about our stats.
I think I remember reading stats. She had one of the highest rebounding scores, I believe.
Yeah, probably. She's 6'4". Heck yeah, and she pulls rebounds so easily.
Well, you know what? Jump up on her damn shoulders and slam that ball through the hoop, girl.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Do a little Harlem Globetrotter style.
Okay, sure, Dad. Yeah.
But everything's good. Yeah, I know basketball season started out here. The Lakers won last night. Kobe didn't play. Nash didn't play. Kobe's coming off his injury. Nash is out with an injury. But they beat the Clippers.
Ooh.
They beat the point spread in Vegas. So that was good. A lot of guys won money.
I think I'm starting to like the Clippers more than the Lakers. Actually, we've always been Lakers fans back at home, but especially because we're from LA. If any our listeners out there didn't know, we're from LA. So me and my dad and whole family have always been Lakers fans. But I totally think I'm leaning toward the Clippers now, just because Lakers are just getting old.
Well, I Lakers, they always have a more, I don't call them old, I would say they have a more mature team.
Yeah.
But the Clippers are fast, exciting. The way Griff slams that ball through, they got all the new players. They're going to be gelling. You give them, they're going to be in the playoffs again this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if they all go all the way to the playoffs and actually end up in the championship. I'm hoping they do. The Lakers, like I said, they're more mature. They're playing a little bit of injuries right now. They got to play their bench, so it's a little tougher. But I think that they'll get there.
Yeah.
They always do. You know, they always come around.
That's true. We'll see. Hopefully we'll see them in the playoffs, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, they screwed up when they let Lamar go, and he got picked up by the Clippers. He's been helping the Clippers out tremendously. He goes from being the sixth man in the league, you know, winning the sixth man trophy, to being traded to the Clippers, which I think is just a bunch of crap.
No, I'm kind of glad. I'm telling you, I'm liking the Clippers more and more every time I see them play.
Yeah, well, when you come home, maybe I'll try to score some Clippers tickets and we can go to a game. And I got a friend that's got a box seat. Maybe I can try to score some tickets. I know Mom would like to go to a game.
Hey, I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, you got it. Sounds good.
Along with a new car.
Along with a new car. Well, we'll see what happens there, girl. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dad, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening and helping me out with this today.
All right. Who loves you, baby?
You love me and I love you.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye, honey.
That was it for Papa B. This is Lady Boss on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Real Talk. Make sure you tune in next week around 3:15 to 4:15. We're going to be spreading it because we get a little bit pushed back. Tune in next week for more of our spiciness. We're going to keep it kicking. Thanks for listening.
We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. Ain't no rules, ain't no vow, we can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. 'Cause every day we pay the price, we're the living sacrifice.